People talk about their churches. We were surprised by how much it matters to them to have a church family where they can be authentic. The youth leaders at one congregation of under 200 want honesty and authenticity to be hallmarks of their ministry. These adult volunteers made a pact with one another that they would simply be there for teenagers and emerging adults, no matter what, without judging or criticizing them. They didn't tell the young people about this. They just tried to live it out. Through our interviews and focus groups on site, it became obvious that the young people feel like they can trust these adults enough to be honest about their struggles. One young woman affirmed, "The adults here actually listen to us." In other words, the pact worked. Young people also expect others, including their leaders, to be real about struggles. As discussed in Chapter 2, Keychain leaders share openly about their shortcomings as opposed to pretending they're immune to failure. This reciprocal authenticity warms up the whole church. When I lost my grandfather to cancer, I was able to talk about that in front of other high schoolers, and that really helped me to get through that time. To have the support of my church and to be able to share and work through that and grow in my faith. I think that's the feeling a lot of people get from the youth group, that they can talk about things that you don't normally talk about in the school cafeteria. Ginger, age 18. Some of our older couples are like in their 70s, and the first time or two that someone new comes to worship, these older couples will invite them over to their house for Sunday dinner. It's a homemade dinner, and so the young people will go and tell their friends, "Hey, come to this church. You know what? There are people who will invite you over for dinner."